You had two.
Right.
Three.
You had three. And how many of you had all of them on Easter?
I still have half.
You still got some left.
I got 100.
You've got 100. Ooh, aren't you lucky? That last you all year. Last me several years. Right. So what else happened at Easter, apart from getting Easter eggs? No? What?
Jesus was crucified?
He was. I'll tell you what, I'll get the microphone up. Yes.
What did you say again?
Jesus was crucified.
That's right. And what else happened after he was crucified and put in the grave?
He rose again.
He rose again. You're very clever, you young children are. Then 40 days later, which is what we're talking about now. Loads of his disciples, loads of people. To prove to them that he was alive. He showed people his hands. He sat with them. He ate with them. He walked with them and spoke to them. He gave them lots of instructions about what to do. And one of them was to stay where they was in Jerusalem. Now, how many of you like just staying where you are? No. You do. I bet you don't. Like to stay where you are for a little while.
Yeah.
But when you're told...
I watch TV.
You watch TV, do you? Now, if your dad was to say to you, go and sit in that room on your own and don't move until I say so, or till I have something special for you, how many of you would actually go and sit in a room knowing there might be something special coming from you and not wanting to move and get excited about it? Nobody? What about adults? We're all much the same, aren't we? If we think something, we're going to get a gift, something special, we'll get all excited and want it to come straight away. Things don't always happen straight away, unfortunately. We'd love them to, but it just doesn't work that way. But Jesus said to the disciples, stay in Jerusalem, don't go out to talk to people until I've given you a very special gift. And this very special gift is called the Holy Spirit. And when I go away, I will... Can you undo that?
This is making me squash.
Hang on, we've got a... costume malfunction. When I go away, I will give you a very special friend who will live in your heart and help you to do all the things you want. Now, it gives us this gift, a special gift. How many people at school... Do people tease you or take the mickey out of you for going to church? Do they? No, you're very fortunate because sometimes people do. Sometimes they do take the mickey out of you. But God gives you the strength to see these things, see these problems by the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, Peter would like to come up the front, please. And Robert. Who knows what this is? And what else is it? My faithful old clad. So if you'll stand down there, Peter. No, on the floor. Down there, Robert. Daddy in front. Ready? Now. Hey, Robert's been lifted up to the clouds, up to heaven, by his loving Father. Just as Jesus ascended up to heaven. I'll bring the clouds down. It might be easier. Very low clad. Can I have that back, please, darling? Thank you. I wasn't sure if this was going to work. I was surprised it worked the first time as it did. Actually, I might be able to hold it. Hey, that's it. You're a bit lower than I thought you might have been. No, don't go down. Stay where you are. No, it's all right. No, it's all right. Yeah. Now, can you lift Robert up a bit? That's it. Robert has been lifted up to the cloud by a loving Father, just as Jesus was lifted back up into the clouds to heaven by his loving Father, so he could sit at the right hand of God and be with him and also be with us by the power of his Holy Spirit. Thank you. Grand job there, mate. think I'll take that away from you in case we have an accident with it. Nah, let go, please. Liana, let go, please. Thank you. Right. We're going to sing. Oh, yes, sorry. Oh, dear. There's been a malfunction.
It's chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 11. In the former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Thank you.
Thank you for that. Sorry about visiting it. Right, we're going to sing two choruses.
Acts 1, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in this ministry. With the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership.' Therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they proposed two men: Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. Amen.
Thank you, Linda. They stayed in a room together. Well, I don't know if they lived together, it just says stayed in a room together, where they stayed, so I don't quite know what that meant, whether they were just staying there and praying. But they used to meet quite often, on a very, very regular basis, constantly, and all together, there was about 120 of them. This included Mary, his mother, all the disciples and his brothers and sisters. So there's quite a lot of people in there. It must have been a pretty big room. And while they was in there, Peter, who in, to a certain extent seemed to have taken the lead with the disciples, stood up and said to them that they must choose a disciple to replace Judas. Because, as I say, we all know what happened to Judas. And it says in Psalms 109, Psalm 69, verse 25, may his place be deserted, that there be no one to dwell in it. And the second psalm is Psalm 109, verse 8, may another take his place of leadership. So it was set before that they needed another person to continue their ministry, to help them. So they prayed together. And that's a good thing. They didn't just say, oh, we'll have Tom, Dick or Harry. There were several people who had been with them right from the beginning who they felt was worthy of being an elected follower. So they prayed together and then they cast lots. I don't quite know if it's like names in a pot or through dice, but they cast lots and they chose Matthias to replace Judas. He was chosen because they needed more help with their ministry. Jesus left these disciples with a special gift. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit. We'll hear more about that later at Pentecost, because at this particular time, Spirit hadn't come upon them. It was what they were still waiting in that upper room for. The Holy Spirit enabled them to tell all the people they met the story of Jesus, of his death and his resurrection. Jesus wanted them to spread the news all over the world. To them, the world was just a small little place. Mainly Samaria, Judea, and that little area. We know the world now is a far, far larger area. But God still wants us to spread that news all over the world. As in Cuba, with Yuri's horse, he's working around Cuba. We're helping him to spread that work in Cuba by helping with support of a horse. In India, we help that group in India, Mary's family, by donating. We help to move that family forward and to spread their good news. I'm not suggesting you donate. This is not a call for money. I'm suggesting the only thing we donate is our time, is our lives. When the opportunity arises, we must take it. See, like the disciples, we can also be blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. It gives us strength to enable us to cope with the problems we face. Problems we face in everyday life, and let's face it, we all have them. Yeah. Be it no job, lack of money, children playing up, not going to the right school. There's so many little problems for some people, and so many big problems for others. But a problem is a problem. It may seem trivial to some people, but to that person it isn't. To that person, it is important. And God knows this, and he gives us the strength to cope with these. And he gives us each other to help us cope with them. So we must always be there for people. God wants us to tell people about the salvation. Tell us about God. So other people can share in this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. So we need to give our lives over to Jesus, to allow the Holy Spirit to reign in us, so we can tell people about God's and love and blessing. It's not easy to do it without the Holy Spirit, because we don't really know where to start. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to work, to move in our lives, then we can do it. Because God can do anything. even working the life of me, who's not particularly educated, who's doesn't really like standing up talking in public, but God uses everybody. Very shy people to very loud people. Because God loves everybody. He died for everybody, individually, not collectively, as collectively as well, but individually as well. And he gives his Holy Spirit individually. He gives his Holy Spirit in a different way to each person. Because we are different, because we're individuals, he treats us as individuals and as different. So let us open our hearts to God, to allow his Holy Spirit to work, to use the gifts he has freely given us, and to share them with all we meet. So we're going to sing, after that little thing, God forgave my sins in Jesus' name.